Introduction, The Fine Line. Before we begin, I need to ask you a question. How are you? If you're like me, when asked this at the grocery store or by a friend you haven't seen in a while, your response is usually, fine. After all, we can tick off our big blessings, a roof over our heads, shoes on our feet, dinner on the table. Fine almost feels like a required answer, especially for the Christian. After all, since God has done so much for us, shouldn't our leading perspective be gratitude and shouldn't we be fine? Well, yes, but also no. Fine is a terrible little word. It's neither good nor bad. It doesn't convey excitement or despair. You might as well sigh it out. I'm fine. Fine is a tired, shouldn't this be different kind of word. Fine is a good word to use when you are kind of frustrated, kind of bored, kind of okay, kind of stuck. Fine is what you say when you wonder if things are supposed to feel as hard as they do, even in your so-called good life. It's funny how it's the little struggles that often reveal the most about what's really underneath the surface of all this fine we claim to be. The other day, I was avoiding folding my laundry by finding important things to do, and by important, I mean scrolling through my Instagram feed like it held the secret to life. Between the puppy pics and the coffee/Bible/#blessed Christian reality, I came across this. I dropped a sock from my laundry and then leaned over to pick up the sock and somehow dropped all my laundry on the floor. And if that's not a picture of my life, I don't know what is. #TheStruggleIsReal. Clever lines like these have become cultural signs of our era, giving a glimpse behind the shiny veneer of people's everyday lives. Many are followed by the tagline, #TheStruggleIsReal. Search this hashtag and you'll find the struggle runs over 3 million posts deep, from complaints about the traffic to grievances at the workplace, from annoying habits to annoying people, from struggles with midterms to mishaps with pets. Here are a few others I found while avoiding household chores. My tolerance for idiots is extremely low today. I used to have some immunity built up, but obviously there's a new strain out there. I spend a lot of time holding the refrigerator door open looking for answers. No, I don't really rise and shine. Most days I just caffeinate and hope for the best. I want buns of steel, but I also want buns of cinnamon. These are the funny ones, because they are clever and true. But I think if we were to reveal the deeper stuff we struggle with, items with that hashtag might overwhelm the internet. Recently, I was rushing to pick up my youngest at school. Multitasking as usual, I was having a heart-to-heart conversation with a friend about a recent conflict he faced, while also shoehorning my car into the traffic jam that is the elementary school carpool line. As I waited my turn, I continued to wax on to my younger leader friend about the importance of assuming the best in people, turning the other cheek, and seeking forgiveness. I was on a roll. All of a sudden, the woman running the carpool line gestured violently at me, ordering me to roll down my window. Disclaimer, it felt like a violent gesture to me at the time. I ended the call, dropped my phone in my lap, and smiled out the window as I chirped, "I'm here to pick up my little guy." I used my best doting, loving, baby book scrapbooking mom voice. She looked down at me, closing her fist around her very professional lanyard name tag. "You don't have a pass, ma'am. You can't be in the carpool line. You need to park and walk in."